One of the more astonishing things if you were watching yesterday's announcement at 4 o'clock was the complete omission of any detail around a plan going forward. No mention of business at all, and when they may be able to open, what the targets were, if there were targets at all. Chief Executive of the Auckland Business Chamber, Michael Barnett's back with us. Michael, morning to you.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. How about you?
I think most of us are over it. I mean, yesterday was the second week in a row where there was nothing for business and there was no mention of business. And in particular, the small, medium business are the ones that are really being punished.
What is it they don't get? I mean, you talk to government. What is it they don't get that they can't say, yeah, I get what you're saying, Michael. We'll give a date. We'll give an incentive. We'll give a target. We'll give an idea. We'll have a plan. Why don't they get that?
I think they're listening to the big end of town. The big end of town's got shareholders. They've got resources. They can move people in and out of the business. A small business is absolutely different. They don't have resources. They've had no revenue. And at the moment, they're pouring money into their businesses to try and make them survive.
But what they don't get is that you've got all your bills, and we've talked about this before, you've got your rent and your water and all the ongoing stuff, but you don't know how much longer for. You can't open your door, but is it next week or the week after or the week after or the week? You don't know.
Absolutely not. And I know I've said this before, but it seems to me that in Wellington, I've got politicians and advisors on full pay who are immune to the impacts of lockdown and would be much more innovative if they were pouring 10 grand a week into their business to help it survive. They're just lacking in innovation.
What do you reckon is happening in a place like Auckland at the moment to small and medium businesses? How bad is it?
Listen, it is bad, but I think it's the uncertainty that doesn't really work. And there were some signs yesterday. I think with health and education being sent a very clear message, no job, no jab, some principles have been put in place. And so it's no different for the small, medium business. They want a safe place for their employees. They want a safe place for their customer. What they want is the government to give a certainty by saying or extending the health order so it can be mandatory for employers to have the same rules for their employees.
Do you reckon they'll go there with a mandate for business in general?
I think the sad thing is that the SMEs in particular can't afford to be the test case, you know, for reasonable health and safety grounds. Will government go there? I think they need to listen, because yesterday the message should have been about mandatory vaccination and backup saliva testing. Yeah. It should have been about opening the border to the rest of New Zealand. It should have been about level 2 at the end of October and South Island into level 1 now. Those were simple steps we could have taken, even if they were conditional, but it would have given us a plan.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Appreciate it very much, Michael Barnett, Auckland Business Chamber, and he speaks for all the business chambers around the country, I'm sure.